Get ready to discover incredible savings with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Say goodbye to seasonal worries and embrace year-round savings by adding gas appliances with cash rebates to your home. But that's not all. Call the office now and find out how you may qualify for residential volume user rate, adding even more value to your energy savings. Ready to start saving big? Visit FHNGA.com and explore the rebate page for more details.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your day, your teams, and your voices. 13 hours live and local on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Love it. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. It's Wednesday. It's par three day at the Augusta. It's no clubs of baseball on Tuesday, Wednesday this week. That's kind of weird. National championship now over. We turn our attention. Braves are out west. We've got the transfer portal opening up. Clemson basketball hiring news. We'll maybe talk a little bit later on about who the Tigers are going to hire in men's basketball. But mainly what summer's saying like the best week of the year. Before I get to that, let me do tell you about my great friends at Trail. Speaking of tradition, I had a friend of mine yesterday that had a conversation with Trail, and he called me back and talked about it. I said, man, everything you said about Trail is exactly what I thought it was going to be. And I love that because look, I built them up, and it's gone great when I build people up. But these are one of the few that never disappoints when you go and you visit with these people, talk to these people. So you'll notice a difference if you're thinking about building. And if you're just having an idea, something in the back of your mind about building, like go to them early in the process, in the embryonic stages of it, and let's see if we can find a way to see if they can help you out, all right? And see if they can get you in the right direction. It is a conversation that you can save yourself a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of energy with. So great friends at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-O.com, 800-319-7006. We are fortunate to be within a couple of hours of maybe the greatest golf tournament in the world. The U.S. Open people can argue against it, and the British Open people can argue against it. But part of the lure, and I know that I probably make more than any other sports talk show host about the Masters outside of PGA Tour Radio, but part of it is it's almost like spring training in baseball in that it's in the spring, and the natural beauty of it is that you're coming out of winter, and you're seeing azaleas and dogwoods. And so I think you get a little bit – does that make sense, Ashby? I don't want to make it sound like an idiot here, but you get a little bit of, all right, like this is the unofficial – like this is spring and we feel better. And so I think that has a little bit to do with it.
Yes, the Masters, baseball – let me think what else. Really, those two to me signify, hey, snow's melting. It's going to start getting later, or it's going to start being sunny later. It's going to warm up. It feels like kind of a moment that's like the end of you made it through winter.
Yes.
It's my Punxsutawney Phil is the Masters.
Yes. All right, I ask you this. Well, before I do the how much would you pay, let me do two or three quick things here. Number one, and get your Google machine ready over there.
She's ready.
1659 says, Mickey, what kind of humiliation ritual is going on with Jason Day's outfits? Also, would you rather be bow tie guy or the Malvern outfit guy? Look up Jason Day Masters outfits.
Oh, Mickey.
There's one that it's a bird watching thing.
Mickey.
We talked about the other day that these companies script out your clothes for the week. And this Malvern company is a new... or a fairly new golf company, and it's just gotten out of hand. So he had the Malvern golf stuff. That's one. Do 2026, because there's one. Have you seen the bird watching one? Have you seen that one yet? You found that one yet?
Listen, there is no sponsorship deal. There is no money out there. Maybe some money. No money I would think
never say
of.
Never.
Never say never. That would allow me to wear a cream vest.
Yeah.
With birds all over it.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't, and it's not fitting right and all that. That ain't good. All right, before we get to your thought there here on how much you would pay and the one that you'd pay the most for, let you guess on these, and I've kind of given some of this away. For two tickets today, a piece now, two tickets today, practice round at the Masters on StubHub, there are two sets of two. Get in price per ticket right now for today.
For today?
Yeah.
For two tickets.
Well, for yeah, a piece though.
Okay.
Like, oh, I can go two. I can multiply by two. I'm capable of that.
I'm gonna say, man, I'm gonna say 5,000 a pop.
All right, it's $32.67 a pop. So you get a little bargain today.
I mean.
So for if you want to take a friend right now, $6,400 bucks.
Ooh.
Today.
Listen, if you were that friend.
Yeah.
Man, you got to feel so loved.
Oh.
That's a different kind of love language there.
Tomorrow.
You can take in the Masters.
Today's par three tournament, and it's way too crowded through all that. But, all right, so how about tomorrow, one day past the tournament round, opening day? There's two sets of two.
I'll stick with it. So, 5,000 was high. Second, I'm going to say 5,000 today.
8,706.
Okay.
And 10,112. So two of you want to go tomorrow, you're looking at 17 grand.
Sure.
Friday is the best day to go. Because with Friday, you get, you know who's playing well and the leaders, but you also get them before the cut. So if your guy's not going to make the cut.
He's still going
to
play.
He's still going to play. You still get to see Jordan Spieth or, you know, the guy that might miss the cut. Anyway, Friday. There's only one set of two on StubHub right now.
12 grand.
Exactly. Ding, ding, ding. 12,357.
Come on.
All right. Saturday, again, now, and there's only 91 or 92 players in the field. Now they're going to cut that down to 50 or something, 40 in ties or something. So Saturday's going to be a little bit lower.
So just by the way, if you wanted to go all of these days that we've been talking about, you're well up over.
Well, there's a badge, though, that you could get a little discount for all 4 days. So it's not going to be the cumulative, like you buy each individual one. Saturday, 67 hundo.
Why do I feel like you're selling me on buying this?
I'm trying to talk
$17,000 pass.
Yeah, and Sunday, 7,000. So Friday's more expensive than Sunday. A, part of that is you get to see more players. But B, the second part of it is that, man, Sunday you want to watch the tournament. And golf's not a spectator sport because you're going to see one guy hitting one ball at one time. When you can, on TV, you see the next guy, the next guy, the next guy, the next guy. All right, so with that said, oh, there's a bargain. There's a bargain. For a four-day pass on StubHub right now, the price that we've seen earlier is $55,000. There's a $56,180 on here, but there's also one for $34.92. So actually, you could get in for right at 70 grand for two of you rather than 112 grand, 113 grand for two of you.
Mickey, can I say something that is going to be controversial?
All right.
I don't think it's worth that.
It's not worth that.
I don't think it's...
The people that would pay that... First of all, there's corporations that might pay that. And a write-off kind of situation. The other one are people that just don't look at price tags. Do you have anybody you know that doesn't look at a price tag? Like, yes. Doesn't matter?
Yes.
The only thing I say about that is I don't envy anybody that has money. I think congratulations, that's awesome. The one perk, though, to fly private, like...
That's pretty awesome.
That's a good perk. All right, well, that said, give me the one sporting event that you would pay the most to see, and then give me the most money you think you'd pay in your lifetime to see it.
When we're talking sporting event, am I telling you... For example, the Super Bowl, or am I telling you the Super Bowl between two teams?
Super Bowl between two teams. I want specific of, because look, the Super Bowl, are you're a fan of who in the NFL?
The Saints. That would not be mine. But that was an example.
So, but no, but what I'm saying is you're a Saints fan. All right. So a Saints and Saints and Patriots Super Bowl would be more worth to you than seeing the Chargers and the Vikings.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
For sure, for
all right,
sure.
So, yes, I got to have that, yes.
All right, I'm going to say, okay. Number one, I really, really, really would love to see Clemson baseball in the College World Series.
Yes.
That would be really hard for me to beat in the final going up against, like, a Tennessee or something.
All right. I love it. I've never been to Omaha. Have you been to Omaha?
I've been to Omaha. It's incredible.
Is it?
But I've never seen Clemson.
Right.
And so that's probably, like, I don't know, 1A.
All right.
1B is I would love to see an NBA Finals game, Warriors and Celtics.
You're a Warriors fan.
I'm a Warriors fan.
So, Fax is a Warriors fan.
Oh, yes.
Sam's not.
Oh, no.
All right. So, with that said, 1A and 1B, what would you have to pay more for the NBA Finals than you would Omaha. So, for the Warriors and NBA Finals, Game 7.
That wins.
All right. So, what would you pay? What's the most you think you would pay? Let's assume that you do well in your career, and let's assume that, you know, let's give you're a $250,000 deal, and that you make $250,000 a year. You make, I don't know, $300,000 a year, whatever. You're doing good in life.
Okay.
All right. What's the most you'd pay for that?
Where am I sitting?
Average, decent seats, not courtside, but not nosebleeds. You got average.
It's Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Steph Curry's still playing.
Celtics, you better hurry up and make that 300. Oh, then. I don't think we're paying the 300 here. I don't know yet. Maybe we are.
Working my way up.
Right.
I'm gonna say no more than $2,000.
Well, then you're not gonna see it.
There ain't no way.
Sorry.
All right. I could be talked up higher. Yeah. But this is with inflation. There's a lot of things to take into account, Mickey.
Yes.
A lot of things. I'm not trying to get flamed here.
Yeah.
But that's my number one. All right, you got to tell me yours.
Because I've been to Augusta so much, Omaha Clemson's a great one. And Clemson Final Four would be one. And that hadn't happened in my lifetime. So the novelty is a factor, correct?
Yes, for
okay.
sure.
So the novelty's a factor. So Clemson in the Final Four would be one. I've been to four Clemson National Championship games in football. So, but in those, I was smart enough. Only bought tickets to one. Me and my wife went the first
Genius.
One. And then the next one, we do press passes, which is so nice to have that, right? But the first time, I remember the first time we were in Arizona. I told the story before that with all the flights that we had to take out there and the hotels and how expensive it was out there, that was when the lottery hit $1 billion, and I never bought a lottery ticket. And my buddy said, man, if we win that lottery, we'd be able to pay for some of this trip. That's how the tickets were out there. We're like,
it'd take a chunk out of it.
Yeah, I remember telling my wife, oh, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and then we're in for the next 6 years or whatever. So the novelty part would not mean football. I take Clemson Final Four in basketball.
Okay, I can see that.
Maybe British Open at St. Andrews or Royal Portrush. Maybe Wimbledon. Kentucky Derby you can get in for, fairly cheap sitting in the infield. I'd like to go to the Derby one time. I've been to Churchill Downs for races, but not the Derby. But I'm thinking Clemson in the Final Four.
All right, talk me through it. Where's the Final Four held?
You got to do some iconic type stuff. They would never have it there, like Madison Square Garden or something like
that.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, do that. Game 7, I've been to a Yankee playoff game before. But I hadn't been to a Yankee World Series. I've been to a Braves World Series game before. So, again, I think it's the novelty that you're paying for. Mm-hmm. Right? So, again, Clemson Final Four. And me and my son to go to the Clemson Final Four, I like the $2,000 deal. I'd spend, But here's the thing I tell him. This is coming out of your inheritance, pal. You make the choice. And as a kid, he probably wouldn't be thinking about inheritance.
He's like, okay, great.
But I could use the phrase 529, and he ain't worried about college at 10 years old or whatever.
Do you think he's – okay, if you gave him this pick, would you think he's saying or Final Four?
He's saying Yankee Stadium. He hadn't been yet. We're going to go this summer. I hadn't told my wife yet. I hadn't told him yet. We're going to go this summer sometime. Tech said, I'd pay $10,000 to see my Chief beat the Cowboys in the Super Bowl in Miami. So he'd pay that. $10,000, though, man. It's getting out of hand. All right, I'm gonna try to sneak in some phone calls here. I've got a bunch of guests coming up. So telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I do want to tell you about Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. It's a Patterson Tax Service. It really is amazing. You're going to love dealing with these people, and you got to do it the next week. We're here. We're within 1 week now. Get it done. Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. Don't mess around. Take care of that. Texture 8014 says, Mickey, what about Clemson Football National Championship in the Rose Bowl? He goes, I pay $5,000 for that. Remember, in Tampa now, you're paying about $5,000. When Clemson won in Tampa, but that's because both teams are close to Tampa. So that was one. That was a playoff. So in the California trip to Santa Clara, tickets were cheap, but the airline, you know, getting out there for two teams in the South was hard. Whereas when the game was in Tampa, the airlines wasn't that bad, but the tickets were outrageous because of demand, the supply and demand part of it. So I know people that went down to Tampa with $4,000 in their pocket and didn't get in.
I'd rather spend my money on the flight and the trip, I think, getting out there and then having not as expensive ticket.
But then the idea of all that. I'll tell you a story off the air about that.
Okay, please do.
Snap Hook, before we take a break. Good morning, Snap Hook. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Blessed. Very blessed.
In the 2017-18 National Championship, Georgia and Alabama, a Georgia fan bought 10 seats on the 50-yard line front row for $116,000.
Ouch.
And watched Georgia get beat.
Ouch. Like, man, can you imagine? But now somebody like that, they're not looking at price tags. You know, they don't care. That's just that's different than me and you. I wonder what that scale is for me and you and Ashby. Like, what's that scale, you know, equivalent to what? You know, 10,000 maybe?
Two kids in college, one in grad school. That's about $116 to me.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
But now, let me ended up with a sorry, go ahead.
Have you been to Augusta National?
Oh, you know I have.
All right, many times. Am I overselling this?
No.
Okay. I think
that's the one sporting event that you cannot oversell.
Okay.
I mean, it's impossible to describe. It's the best sporting event that anyone will ever go to.
Okay. With that said, that's because you're a golfer. Have you been with non-golfers? Because I hear the same thing from non-golfers. Now, but there's people listening on the radio this morning going, man, you people are crazy. Who cares? It's not the Super Bowl. It's not the NFL. It's not college football. And there are people who are thinking, that's crazy. But have you been, like, with non-golf fans before?
Of course. I mean, I've been in, you know, like, corporate customers that are not golf fans. They just want the experience.
Yeah.
And I've been with ladies who could care less about golf, and it's a unanimous consensus. It is the greatest. It's the greatest show on grass. It's the greatest sporting event you would ever go to. Everything about going to a Super Bowl or a national championship, you'll run into traffic. The parking's, you know, crazy. You know, there's always some drunk fan that's, you know, being a, you know, tirade during the event. No, none of that happens at Augusta National. The only way I can describe it is when you walk through the gates, it's like you're going back in time.
Yeah.
And this is what a sporting event should be like everywhere.
Yes. I had a friend of mine called in who's never played golf a day of his life, and he gave the greatest tribute to Augusta National. No cell phones, the patrons, and the idea of being respectful. And he talked about how, like, this is America. You know, he went through that. Like, this is how things are supposed to be in life, not just in a sporting event. Yeah, and a $1.50 egg salad sandwich and a $1 Coke. Like, yeah, man, I could go for that. Hey, man. Like,
If
life was like, I'll just finish.
If life is like Augusta National, the world would be such a great place.
No doubt.
So much better.
Preach.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right, buddy. Short break. We'll come back. Dr. Steve Martin, our Arthrex Sports Medicine segment. I'll ask him about facial fractures. That ain't good. We'll ask him about that after a short break.
We do it every Thursday night in downtown Seneca. It's Jazz on the Alley. Happy Hour starts at 5:30, and the main act starts at 7. So grab all your friends and bring them on down to get a little taste of Jazz on the Alley every Thursday night right here in Seneca. Here's just a few sounds that you're going to hear every Thursday.
And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
And like we always say, bring your chairs just in case, because the Alley and Townville Street fill up every Thursday night. Make your plans, bring your friends, and come on down and experience a little Jazz on the Alley in downtown Seneca. If you want to keep up with who's playing each and every Thursday, it's so easy. Just follow us on Facebook at Seneca SC Events. Grab your friends and come on down for a little Jazz on the Alley.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Remobio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at spectrumpaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
Get real value where it counts at Carolina Lawn and Tractor, family-owned and operated for over 40 years. Now through April 30th, save on John Deere compact tractors with 0% financing for 84 months or up to $3,000 cash savings. All John Deere Gator XUVs have 1.9% for 36 months or 2.9% for 48 months. Visit our full parts and service facility at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's. Visit Carolina Lawn and Tractor today.
Springtime is a great time for a new car, and State Credit Union is a great place to finance that new car. With rates as low as 4.25% APR and up to 90 days with no payment, you can drive what you love and keep some money in your pocket. To learn more, visit State Credit Union at 100 Pinnacle Street in Clemson and 12015 North Radio Station Road in Seneca. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Elkmont shoppers, winter weather is finally behind us, and it's time for spring and summer. Elkmont has all the brands you love, with new arrivals coming in daily. Enjoy your favorites from Costa, Unrunning, Patagonia, Z Supply, Holler Brothers, Birkenstock, Rainbows, and so many more. Tiger fans, thanks for your support for the last 30 years. We hope you'll continue to visit us in Clemson or at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. The good friends of ours at Carolina Flooring Specialist, my garage floor is amazing. Yours can be as well. One of the things about these garage floors is the safety factor of it. It's no coincidence we're going to talk about this with Dr. Martin here and fractures. You don't want, especially if you have some folks that might be advancing in age. We had a caller one time or a texter one time say that he bought his mom and dad this because of the slip-resistant part of it. And which is really, really cool. They didn't want his mom and dad were getting on up in age and didn't want them breaking hips or anything like that. So that said, we've got the slip-resistant part of it. That's awesome. Concrete dust and cracks and stains and all that kind of stuff, all that goes away. And you add value to your home. Think about it. It's a great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, the most advanced, the most experienced team out there with the best product. So great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. This segment brought to you by our good friends at Arthrex and our Prisma Health and the Blue Ridge Orthopedics head surgeon for Clemson University, orthopedic surgeon for Clemson University Athletics, Dr. Steve Martin, and my friend. Hey, good morning, Dr. Martin. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. Awesome as always.
I know. I missed you last week. It's like there's a void in my soul when you got to actually do a surgery rather than coming on talking to me. So, but you got your priorities in order, so that's good. All right, we had a Clemson baseball player, and I don't want to talk specifics because we can't and don't when we shouldn't, but a facial fracture, and we saw that with the one, a player maybe 2 years ago, the same thing. We see it with baseball players getting hit, orbital bone. There's a lot of bone. First of all, I don't think people won't explain that to it. There's a lot of bones in the face and the nose and mandibles. We got a lot in there. But we have sometimes surgery required, sometimes they're not. And then the eyesight, it's a very complicated deal. But let's kind of talk on that subject today of facial fractures in sports. And I know you've seen it before and maybe some of the best case, worst case scenarios that you've seen.
It's a fairly broad topic, but and obviously it enters into the realm of ear, nose, and throat surgeons and oral surgeons and dentists and ophthalmologists and other specialties. But let me break it into different areas of the face to simplify it, starting with the mandible, which is your jawbone. Obviously, the mandible is used for our chewing of our food. It's got a hinge joint up towards the ear, what's called the TMJ joint. And if you break your mandible, it can break it several places. It'll usually break at the angle of the jawbone, but if it can break in several places. And if that is displaced, which means if it's out of place, then your teeth don't line up right, and so you then have to have it, wired, your teeth wired together, and you're drinking liquids for about 6 weeks. So it's a fairly, but the mandible does have a really good blood supply. It loves to heal. Most of the time, it can be treated with wiring of the teeth. Occasionally, it needs more intense surgery. As we move up one level, we have your maxillary bone. That's your cheekbone, right? And your cheekbone has air sockets called your sinuses behind it. So it is susceptible to, there's a different types of fractures. We have a classification scheme. As you go up that, what we call the Fort classification, you go from a 1 to a 4. There are more serious types of fractures that may need to have surgery, because it's protecting, one, not only the cosmetic features of the face that we look at, but it's protecting the sinuses and other structures in between. The third type of fracture you can get is a orbital fracture. If you look at your eye socket, your eye sits back in, and it's protected basically by that wall, that circular wall of bone all the way around it protects your eye. So in this case, if a baseball hits, directly, it's going to hit your orbital rim or that bone around it and not necessarily have a eyeball blowout type situation and lose sight. And so it's the structure of our face is very, very important with where our eyes sit. Our eyes sit forward in contrast to some animals, which is more to the side. So our peripheral vision is about 180 degrees, not 360 degrees. But if you have a orbital rim fracture and what we call a blowout of that orbital rim, where that bone protrudes in and it impels the muscles that control the eye, then that also requires surgery. As you move above on the top of the orbital rim, we have another series of frontal sinuses, which are air sockets on the middle of the forehead, and you can have a fracture there, which can depress, and basically it's like a big pothole in the road, in your forehead, and that can require surgery as well. And then the last one is your nasal fractures, and those are fixed when they are a cosmetic deformity, and or they cause a airway issue with your nasal passage. And so mandible fractures, maxillary fractures, orbital rim fractures, frontal sinus fractures, and then nasal fractures. Kind of break down, the different types of facial fractures from generally direct blow, either from another head in soccer or, in this case, a baseball. You can have these types of fractures.
You remember we talked about with Ashby the other day and her three ACLs, and we talked about her PTSD. I'm having one now. My good friend Will Merritt reminds me that circa 2000, that it was me and Dr. Harder's son, Bill Harder, former Clemson basketball player, taking on Will Merritt and Lucas Glover in the driveway of Dick Henley's driveway, and I got an elbow. He said his elbow still hurts. I'm still drinking from a straw from 25 years ago from that one. But PTSD, speaking of this too, broke my nose one time, and we talked about this before. Why is it that on a broken nose, oftentimes you'll just see the faucets turn on, and man, this is like the fastest flow of blood you've ever seen in your life?
So the inside of the nose is very vascular. We have two different major vascular plexuses, which is blood vessels, and the blood vessels are very close to the skin, right? And so it's not a deep blood vessel. And so when you have that nasal fracture or any facial fracture, to be honest with you, you have a little cut on your forehead, it bleeds a lot because the whole area is very vascular. Now, the good news with that, it has very good healing capacity. In other words, the blood flow to the area determines how quickly those healing cells can get there and heal something. So on one side, it can look very ugly on the front end, but on the back side, it means you can heal very, very fast. And so there's two sides to that story.
All right. Am I right by saying this, that the facial fractures are a little more common? This is a guess now. I'm going to put my knowledge test here. A little more common than any kind of like cranium or skull fracture, in that, man, that skull, man, that cranium up there, that's a very, very hard bone. Is that one of the most difficult bones when you see fractures or any kind of damage to that?
Right. So in other words, we've talked about the design of this body. In other words, what are the things that we really need to protect? We need to protect our lungs and heart. We need to protect our brain. And so the body is designed with this protective exoskeleton. And so the skull is very thick, very hard. We talk about people, and I won't mention names, but being hard-headed. Well, that truly can be the case. So the skull is there for a reason. Now, that once again, that can create issues if you have something that causes swelling inside that contained skull. It doesn't have any room, to expand, right? And so then you have pressure issues on the brain. And so if somebody bleeds into the brain or they have swelling, in the brain from the trauma, then that creates another issue. But the skull itself is very thick, very hard, and very, very unusual to get what we call a depressed skull fracture, where it pushes in towards the brain, but it can happen.
In an average baseball facial fracture injury, a guy gets hit in the face with a fast pitch. I mean, with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Can there be nerve issues around those things? And also, do you have any kind of like concussion type concerns from a fastball?
Absolutely. I think being, for me, I was never able to play baseball because I just could not hit. I was just terrible with the bat. Right. But you don't realize how fast 100 miles an hour is.
Yeah.
I mean, when you talk about 100 miles an hour and how fast it's coming in, and they say, how did you let it hit you? I mean, that ball is coming, and so it can do a lot of damage. And there are some facial nerves that can be damaged. There's a facial nerve specifically, that's the name of it, that can be damaged. It actually doesn't happen that often, surprisingly, because the nerves also are protected through these little bony tunnels, and our nerves are in parts of the body that are protected, like on your elbow. The nerves are in the back of the elbow more than in the front of the elbow, and so they're protected from that standpoint. So the nerve injury doesn't happen too often, but you can get some facial nerve injury. There's another couple nerves that can be damaged, but not that often from that standpoint. So
the hard part, like you can, when you hear it, because you know you can hear the helmet
right
when that hits.
Right.
But sometimes, man, you know what I'm talking about? Like you hear the ball hit the face or the bones of the face. Oh man, like it's a terrible sound. Something that you never want to hear.
So that's why when you look at, you know, we are always looking at safety of sport because, you know, you're out there to enjoy something and the fans are out there to enjoy something and you want it to be as safe as possible. And so when you look at the protective gear, the protective gear is there for a reason. And so, you know, we've looked at, you know, different forms of face shields. You know, hockey is another example. Yeah. You saw that in the Olympics, you know, with some teeth injuries and things like that. And so the degree, is it a half shield? Is it a full shield? The problem with all the protective gear is the athletes are also interested in how they look, right? And so look at the football gear now. Look what's changed since you played football, Mickey, with just the pants and the knee pads and all the padding that we wore. Now, basically, they don't wear hardly anything, you know, from a pants and knee protection standpoint. Soccer, you know, they have the shin guards. They'll sit there and put, you know, the smallest shin guard they can, even though the data shows that it does protect from injuries, you know, because they don't like the feel of it or the look of it. And so, you know, there's always this give and take between protection and being able to see, you know, through a shield and things like that. So there's a fine line there.
All right, final one for you, Doc, in a final minute or so, minute and a half or so. Texture 3933. I'll answer one from the fans today, listeners today. Dr. Martin question, I completed a Spartan 10K race this past weekend. Well, first of all, that's a mistake. Too many obstacles, man. Don't do that. Anyway, since then, the top of my left foot's been killing me, and it feels like someone rolled over it with a truck. My amateur research says extensor tendonitis. Anything you can do to help me speed up the recovery? Light swelling, no bruising so far.
So, you know, it could be any number of things, but obviously a fairly demanding, you know, race. Your adrenaline is flowing. You know, you could have had, you know, some direct blow to the foot. Obviously, extensor tendonitis, if they've Google searched, that's inflammation of the tendons on the top of the foot. So if it is an inflammatory condition like tendonitis, anti-inflammatory ice and rest, right? If it is a, you know, joint bone issue, then, you know, you're obviously protection with a stiffer shoe, you know, ice, and actually taking a light, short course of anti-inflammatory would work as well.
I love it, Doc. I appreciate it. I'm glad you're doing great. I missed you. I hope the surgery went well last week. I've got a million other questions for you, but let's do it. If we can, let's do it again next week.
Sounds good, Mickey.
I always appreciate it. Dr. Steve Martin, the head orthopedic surgeon at Clemson University Athletics, and dear friend of mine. Ashby, if anything goes wrong with those ACLs, you let me know. I'll make the phone call. We'll take care of that moving forward.
Got it covered.
My segment there brought to you by our great friends at Arthrex. And there's a chance I might be headed back down to their headquarters again. I got to tell you, man, that's one of my favorite shows I've ever done. You weren't around then. We did. We went down to Naples, Florida, and we had the Cleveland Browns guy on, who was the director of the NFL Doctors Physicians Association, on with us, and all these team doctors, and it was awesome, awesome time. And the sea of their technology really is amazing. So I might be headed back down that way. Hey, Arthrex, Arthrex.com. I got one of my favorite people down there. Therese sent me some great information about Arthrex. I do want to tell you about it now. Give just a couple of seconds to tell you about it now, and some of the things that are going on. These people are amazing. These are elite level athletes, and the injuries they help treat help you in your surgery. They're returning to sports, but that's also helping you. And you think about these real get back to life stories: Sammy Brown in football, Andrew Chufo here in baseball, my niece Isabella Raw. Julia Noller in softball. Like, these are Clemson athletes that have benefited from these unbelievable times. You know, we had Connor Hellenbach's doctor on, talking about his coming back from his surgery. These people are doing it. What they're doing, what's taking now is these, the technology, like bioelectric bandages for every kind of injury, scrapes, cuts, abrasions, burns, irritations, and blisters, and more. They're healing now two to three times faster, killing up to 99% of bacteria. Called Power Heal. This is amazing. Some stuff happened. No prescription needed, by the way. And so you can visit powerhealbandage.com. Or you can Amazon search Power Heal to learn more about that. H-E-A-L. At Arthrex.com. If you want to work at a great place, careers.arthrex.com or orthopedia.com. High-tech, medical, unbelievably talented people doing unbelievable things now. Check those good folks out at Arthrex. We'll take a break. We'll come back. One open phone line segment before we talk with Andrew and Dane Young. When you come back right after this.
At PhD Weight Loss, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team, they treat unwanted weight as a symptom and not the main problem. And that's different from a lot of other things you might try. I saw that when I went to PhD. I was just looking at numbers on a scale. And listen, the numbers matter, but it's not the whole ball of wax because you don't have a weight problem. You have a body that's in survival mode. So the medications and the fad diets, the apps, even the GLP-1 drugs that are useful and helpful for a lot of people, they're not really addressing the important things. Things like metabolism and hormones and stress response. And when you address those, that's when you get the lasting health and the lasting weight loss. They're not just helping you lose weight. They're helping you increase health span and extend longevity. Right now, call PhD Weight Loss. Mention Qualk. You'll get 2 weeks free in the program, and they're going to pay for your food. That's a $1,500 value completely free, which is just crazy. Call 864-644-1900 and mention Qualk. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Now is the time to get your porch, patio, or pool furniture from the Kraft Stove Store and Patio. America's best outdoor furniture by Lloyd Flanders, Hennemont, Summer Classics, Artiflex, Recycled Plastic, and O.W. Lee. Take advantage of special seasonal prices on all in-stock patio furniture at the Kraft Stove Store and Patio. Delivery and setup is always available. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176 or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like a staff accountant at the height of tax season.
Congrats, looks like the company owes, $50 in taxes. How about that?
That seems low. Why only 50?
Why do you care so much? It's not your money.
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
Spring is in the air, and Aleve's long-lasting pain relief is here to keep you moving. The days are longer and the flowers are blooming. Whether it's gardening, yard work, or just spending more time outdoors, spring is a way of getting us moving despite any body pain. That's where Aleve can keep you going. With just one dose, Aleve gives you long-lasting body pain relief for up to 12 hours. From sunup to sundown, Aleve's got your back. Try Aleve. Use as directed for minor aches and pains.
You got takes? We want to hear them. Get in on each of our shows on the Tiger Diagnostics phone line at 654-ROAR.
My Maria, don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to to see her when she's around. She takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes.
All right, a couple things here. That's Brooks and Dunn. That's one of my favorite songs ever. I appreciate you playing that. I like your Spotify list so far, Ashby.
Thank you, thank you.
When Brooks and Dunn like broke up one time, are they back together? Can we look that up?
You know Hall & Oates are. They broke up. They had a huge falling out at age 80.
Yeah, but I don't think are they speaking to each other now, Hall & Oates? I think they're done.
No, I blame Hall.
Daryl Hall. John Oates. I know the Kicks is Kicks Brooks and something Dunn. Ronnie Dunn. But they broke up. And I didn't know, like, when the Beatles broke up, you could see Paul McCartney having a good career. You could see John Lennon having a good career. George Harrison having a good career. Did Kix Brooks or Ronnie Dunn think they're going to have some solo career? Like, they completely screwed it up. You can't screw that up.
You're not Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5,
friend. No. When Horace Grant left the Bulls, did he think he was going to go win more championships somewhere else? When Alvin Harper left the Cowboys to go to the Redskins, did he think he was going to go win, like, Super Bowls with the Redskins? Like, well, how do you, can you make these moves? You don't break that up. Now, Paul Simon, when he broke up with Simon and Garfunkel, he made it. But Art Garfunkel had to be going, no, I can't do this.
Okay, here's the line. Ready? Right, here's right. The line. If you can walk down the street and be recognized by yourself without your counterpart,
right,
you can make it.
Siegfried and Roy stayed together. They know it wasn't going to be the Siegfried show or the Roy show.
No. If you saw Paul McCartney walking down the street, yes.
Yeah, Paul McCartney.
If I saw Brooks or Dunn,
don't know.
I'm sorry to that
it's not
man.
Brooks and Dunn.
I'm sorry to that man. What
they
know
were? Are they back together? Do we know?
Yes, following their 2015 reunion, they've continued touring. They released an album, and man, I'm giving them some promo right now. They're on tour right now, 2026.
Yeah.
Look at that. Redemption.
We were talking during the break about the Arthrex stuff. And that Power Hill stuff. I was reading about it the other day. Do some research on this. So, like, on scrapes and cuts, we talked about that. But it's just better. The prescribed medicine, and I think they got this. I have to ask Dr. Martin or Dennis or Therese and some of these folks. Maybe when we go down to Naples, we'll ask them. That's what they do. I was telling you, like, Aaron Rodgers, when he has his torn Achilles surgery. First of all, they invented the tightrope surgery. But, like, on the torn Achilles surgery, they're packing him full of recovery things before they're sewing him up to get people back faster. To get you, and that's just amazing to me. How did we come up with that? Like, who's smart enough to come up with that? Like, that's fascinating to me.
That's a different level
yes.
of thinking of how your brain works, of how you're wired.
Yes.
Like, thank goodness for modern medicine. Shout out Arthrex. That's incredible stuff.
It's getting where we're, as we learn more and more and more, it makes it easier, less invasive. That's what we're talking about. Less invasive. All right. Our telephone number is 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Adam's Grove text line as well. Let me get Hal's been very patient with us through all these guests and got more coming up. Let's get one open phone line segment for the next 10 minutes. Hal, thanks for hanging on so long, buddy. You doing okay?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
My procedure turned out to be pretty good. And,
I was going
to
ask you, did it go okay?
Yep. Yeah, it went okay, and also I don't think gymnastics probably not going to be doing any more basketball games.
Mm, sad.
I think Ian Eagle was one doing the coverage this past Monday.
I'll tell you this: I think he's going to continue to do the Masters. I heard him say he's going to continue to do that. So that's one thing. So that's good.
Yeah. And that fight that you talked about last night with the Braves,
yeah.
Yeah, Well, yeah, I went to the farm, but then a baseball game broke out.
The boxing match that broke out. That's good, Hal. Hey, I'm glad the procedure went well for you yesterday. That's outstanding. Good stuff. In case you missed it, Jorge Soler got into it with the Braves last night, Lopez and the Braves, and it was not a great brawl. It was an awkward. He was just flinging punches. You ever see the little doll that you press the back and his arms just fling like this, like he's fight or whatever? And then Lopez was just backing up the whole time and kind of like just punching back. But in his tackle, they got the guys on the ground pretty quick. It was a pretty mild mound charging. But it was a delayed mound charging too. So that's a little bit different there. Texture says 29/29/19 headed to Augusta this morning. What food do I have to get today? I mean, it's simple. I've said it many times. It's egg salad. Very simple. Egg salad. The pimento cheese is what the people from the north or the west that have never had pimento cheese think is great. The pimento cheese is very average. If you're from the south and you've had pimento cheese in the past, egg salad is the way to go. You can also do the peach ice cream sandwich. They do a very good Georgia peach ice cream sandwich. Yes.
Oh
yes.
My goodness, peach ice cream.
Well, and something to be said here. Let me get these up. What the beauty of it all? I think I saw this. If you ordered everything on the menu at Augusta National, then it would be like $78 total. All right. Here are Masters concession prices. And I'll try to get this up for you here. Let me get ready here for what this comes up to. It's $1.50 for sandwiches. The barbecue is pretty good, but you like chips.
But egg salad. All right, we need to do at some point. We need to do like a tier list of these foods.
Yes.
According to Mickey Fowler.
All right, here we go. Egg salad, pimento cheese sandwiches are $1.50. I told you what you do there: two for breakfast, two for lunch, two for dinner.
You'll turn into an egg.
$9 total. The barbecue pork sandwich or the tomato pie is one. You have to go tomato pie.
Mm.
My wife makes the best tomato pie in the world, and with it, she has to make two. One for her and the family and one for me. So you got tomato pie, Masters Club chicken salad on honey and wheat, ham and cheese, rye, or chicken classic. That's a $3 sandwich or $3 tomato pie. You get the Masters coffee that they serve till 10 a.m., $2. Man, can you imagine taking a $2 bill to Starbucks and seeing how that works out for you?
I think that would get you a sip.
Yeah, fresh fruit muffin, $2.50. Chicken biscuit, $3. Soft drinks, $2 now. So they've gone up there. Bottled water, fresh fruit, iced tea, $2. And then domestic beer, imported beer, white wine, $6. On all of the snacks, $1.50 for candy bars. So those are the things there. But yeah, the Georgia peach ice cream sandwich is $3. So you take your $11, you get you two egg salad sandwiches, a Diet Coke, and a Georgia peach ice cream. $11. No. I'm sorry. $8.
Listen,
you give them a 10, they give you change back.
That is the cheapest meal I've had eating out.
Oh,
maybe ever.
Ever. Especially now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know when that kicked in.
These tomato pies look delicious. We got to talk about this.
Got to go. I've never had one from there, but man, let me tell you something.
A tomato pie. Nothing can touch that for me.
No.
It's so good.
Oh, so good.
So good.
Let me get Red in here. 654 Roar. Red, are making you hungry today?
Yeah, I'm about ready to ride to Augusta and just get the sandwich.
Get a little tomato pie. Texas, what's a tomato pie? Get out of here with that. I'm not going to allow that. Tomato pie. Good stuff. Hey, I got about 2 minutes, man, before top of the hour.
Mickey, I got something for you.
All right.
For you and Milt. You know, I suffer from a lot of issues like depression and stuff like that. I hit a hard depression this week about my mom and everything. Mm. And where does the guy that helps everybody get help? And the thing about it, Mickey, is when I say that, the only thing that helped me get through it yesterday was helping other people.
Yeah.
And it's, man, I tell you, buddy, it's rough. It's rough when it happens like that.
Well, let's give you some advice, and I'll ask Dr. Louder. Remind me to do that next week. But my mom always told me the lesson is that if you ever, you know, everything goes bad for you, then turn your attention to others. So that's one thing. But yeah. I would also say this, and I'm guessing this is what Dr. Louder would say, is that don't ignore it altogether. You know,
right.
Let's get you help, because I would say this, when you are healthier, then you're able to help more people. And you're not helping just the sake to get your mind off of it, that you get back to a, you know, more healthy way of thinking and more healthy life throughout. So, yeah, I think short term, and again, this is just a guess, short term, yeah, to get through it, turn your attention to others. But long term, you know that, and you know, I know what you've dealt with for a long time now, but you know, you don't ignore all of that.
Right.
And just take care of
it. I've learned that.
Yeah.
I've definitely learned that. And then, hey.
And finally, buddy, I'll tell you this. I don't know, man. Pick up the phone and call your buddy Mick, and let's chat.
Yeah.
You know, let's just talk.
Yeah.
So.
But, hey, before I go, this is no lie. And, you know, the tickets are really selling fast for the gala. We have probably 50 to 60 tickets left to come hear Mickey Plyler speak.
So remind us.
It's going to be a great time.
It's SunnyDinnerWithTheTwist.org. You go there, easy to get the tickets. It's a great cause.
Yep.
We'll have a great time. We'll tell a bunch of great stories. And we're going to meet some awesome, I want to say graduates of the program, like, or people that you've helped out.
Yeah.
So we'll meet those folks and bring attention to it. SunnyDinnerWithTheTwist.org. Come out and help a great cause. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
Yes, sir. It's going June 5th is the night. It's a Friday night at the City Club.
High-tech redneck, man. I can't wait to get over.
It's going
to be a great time. Yeah. And I'm not going to sing. We'll have a good time. Thank you, Red. Appreciate the phone call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the main thing is, on the short term, help somebody else. But long term, don't ignore it, is my guess. When we come back, Georgia football, baseball, Georgia athletics, and the Masters talk. Two big guests when you come back, hour number three right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
William Nichols.